Good noon hour. It's The Record. Say thank you again for your support and your support during our pledge drive. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The Seattle Police Department is under pressure to change. In July 2012, the Department of Justice found that the SPD exercised unconstitutional use of force. Well, the city and the Department of Justice signed a consent decree detailing reforms that the Seattle Police needed to make. In short, change your habits or else. So we've been wondering what "or else" means. So we asked Samuel Walker to help us understand. Sam is an expert on civil liberties, policing, and criminal justice policy, and the author of 14 books, including The New World of Police Accountability. He joins us today from Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So the city of Seattle has 5 years to make police reforms under this consent decree. What happens when a city doesn't make progress on those goals?
Well, the standard response is that the consent decree is extended. What happens is that the monitor reports that the city is not in full compliance and recommends to the judge that the consent decree be extended, and the judge does that. That has happened in most of the cases involving police departments. True of Cincinnati, true of Los Angeles, New Jersey State Police, Washington, D.C., and so on. Pittsburgh is one of the few cases that where they were fully compliant after 5 years.
Has there ever been a case where the Justice Department did not just grant an extension?
Well, there's a separate case in Oakland, now a pretty famous case, which has been going on for 11 years. Last year, the plaintiffs, this was a private case and not brought by the Justice Department, the plaintiff's attorneys asked for the Justice Department to place the department in receivership. Now, no one knows what that means. It's essentially, the court is going to take over running the police department. So that's the only example we have of something other than an extension.
Sam, the federal judge who's overseeing this consent decree expressed frustration last week that Seattle police hasn't reformed fast enough. He said, quote, "What will not be tolerated is a lack of will," end quote. What does that mean, what will not be tolerated? If the judge doesn't tolerate it, what can he do about it?
Well, first of all, it's very good that he said that, and that he said that relatively early on in this case. In some of the other cities, that message wasn't communicated, and so it came up to the, it's 4.5, 5 years on, and they were not in compliance. So it's very good that he sent a very strong message of this sort. Now, the other cases that have occurred, there was one in Cincinnati where they were really dragging their feet. In fact, the police department threw a member of the monitoring team out of police headquarters. And they denied them access to data and so on. They had a little conference in the judge's chambers, I understand, and they understood the meaning of contempt of court. So that's the real weapon that a judge has, is holding, the chief or other officials in contempt. And contempt, I guess, means fine or jail time or both. So that's really the extreme measure. I don't think anybody really expects that to happen. That would require some really evidence of willful obstruction, a failure to implement the consent decree.
Sam, I know you've been following what's been going on here in Seattle since the consent decree between the Justice Department and the city of Seattle was signed. And so I'm wondering what you make when the federal judge said what will not be tolerated is a lack of will. We know the police department has done some things in regard to reform. What do you think it means by will? Is there some specific example of demonstrating will that the judge was not seeing?
Well, I think it means that the judge has a sense that whoever is in charge of overseeing compliance within the police department is not pushing the people under his or her jurisdiction hard enough to meet the various deadlines that are specified in the consent decree.
I'm talking to Sam Walker. He's the author of The New World of Police Accountability. Since when has the Federal Department of Justice been investigating local police, Sam?
Well, the law was passed in 1994. It was a part of the Omnibus Crime Control Act, which set in motion federal support for community policing. The first settlement was Pittsburgh. That was done in 1997. Then under the Clinton administration at that time, they did a number of very important cases, Cincinnati and Los Angeles, New Jersey State Police. Then the Bush administration just walked away from it. They just were not interested in addressing police misconduct. So the Obama administration came back with a deep commitment to this under Attorney General Eric Holder. And I understand that they substantially increased the number of lawyers in the special litigation section. I think they nearly doubled it. So there have been a lot of cases which have really come to fruition in just the last couple of years.
Well, those are inputs. But how about outputs, Sam? Has the Department of Justice involvement in trying to improve policing indeed improved policing?
Well, in each case, the monitor completes a final report. And in the case of Cincinnati and Washington, D.C., and the New Jersey State Police, the monitor stated that the police departments were substantially improved and that they were in a position to be self-monitoring. And therefore, the consent decree could be lifted and the monitor would go away and the federal judge would go away. So in most of these cases, they really served to jumpstart reform in departments that were really dysfunctional and incapable of reforming themselves.
Finally, Sam, we've got less than a minute left, but if our Mayor Ed Murray, he's enlisted advisors and police consultants, if he were to call you up today and say, Sam, what one thing should I do to get this judge off my back, to get this thing moving forward, what would you tell him?
Well, the goal is not to get the judge off your back. The judge is to implement the reforms, which in turn will get the judge out of the picture. I would ask him to take a hard look at who is in charge inside the police department and what is being accomplished and where are things not moving fast enough, and then to pinpoint the responsibility for those shortcomings.
Sam, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sam Walker, author of The New World of Police Accountability, talking to us today from Omaha, Nebraska. With Steve Scheer, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.